Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, 34 after. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Don Cooper back on the show. Don is the president of The Sales Heretic and the publisher of the newsletter Money, Marketing, and More. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time, an original member, actually, all the way. Anybody who joined my Brain Trust in 98, which is when Don joined us, is we consider them to be an original member. They were a founding member, along with me, of our Brain Trust. And he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to figure out how to get more sales. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. But, you know, I don't really know anybody who needs more sales. Do you, Don?
Every other person says they've got more than they can handle.
They're flush. I mean, they're saying,
terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This, you know, I don't want any more. Lock the doors. Let's keep the customers out.
As everybody's saying, they can't find employees. They're so busy.
Yeah, I wish that were so. I'm nostalgic for those days, Don, but but that's not what's happening right now. But one thing I've been telling people that I think is a pretty good little thing to remind yourself. Anytime you feel lazy or you feel like you're defeated, you know, nobody's going to buy anything, I think I'll just eat a bug, you know, whatever your lament is, remind yourself of this. Today, somebody is buying something from that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Precisely.
But part of the deal, though, is a lot of times businesses, I think, are trying to find new customers, which are hard to come by these days sometimes,
yep,
without realizing that their success might just be found in the customers they already know.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about that?
I think a lot of companies, a lot of salespeople leave money on the table, because they don't fully understand how and why they should upsell and cross-sell. Mm-hmm. There is enormous opportunity with existing customers or with any given new customer to sell more than they think they can, because they're usually not thinking about how big the sale could be.
One of my favorite stories is many years ago, almost 20 years ago, I was talking to the executive director of a state's bank trade group. That state has all banks in every state belong to their own state's, you know, banking trade group. And this guy was the executive of that little group, and of that group. And he said, we were talking about this, and he was talking about how much banks work so hard, spend so much money trying to find new customers. And he said, but here's the thing. He said, I believe if my bank members would focus on making sure that their existing customer have all the services that they need, that they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
Yeah, that's probably
I've
right.
I've never forgotten him saying that, and I believe that's true. I believe that's something that you can write on, you know, write down and put up on the wall.
Yeah, often businesses just kind of expect their customers to buy when they're ready, when they have the need. But the problem is, very often, customers don't really know what they need. Or other times, if they know what they need, they don't necessarily know that we have that.
Right.
It's our responsibility as the salesperson, as the small business owner, to make sure that, A, we know exactly what our customers do need, because we can often figure those needs out better than they can. And second, to let our customers know that we've got what they need. Often, our customers would buy from us if only they knew we had that.
You know, I love telling this story, too. In the late 70s, I worked for Xerox, And they invented a machine called the 4000, which was automatic duplexing. It would do both sides of the page. You know, it would flip it over and copy both sides.
Right.
So they put it on the market and had us go sell them. And so we started out saying, how much two-sided copying are you doing? That's how we would determine if they were a prospect. And of course, in the early days, everybody said none.
Right.
And so based on that answer, we didn't make any sales.
Of course not.
Until we started saying, how would you like to cut your paper cost in half?
Bingo.
And when we started doing that, we started selling 4,000s. Because they didn't know they could do it. They haven't been doing it. How many times have you walked into a business and some smart person, you know, waited on you, and then they said, you know, I know you like doing this kind of thing, Jim, but have you ever tried this? I say, no, I didn't know I could do that.
Right.
Let me show you this thing. So we'll come back. Don's going to talk to us some more about upselling and cross-selling, folks. Really important if you're trying to wring more sales out of the marketplace. This is a conversation you need to be listening to. 20 Tail, right back with Don Cooper. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you and built it where it would have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes? We got something you can do there on any topic under the sun. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Don Cooper is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Don is the sales heretic, and he's the guy who helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we're getting the most out of the activity that we and the energy that we put into penetrating the marketplace with our products and our services. And we're talking about cross-selling and upselling, right, Don, to try to get more out of to actually serve the customers we know better, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's not just about us. Granted, when you upsell and cross-sell, you make more money, but a sale should never just be about the seller. It should also be about the buyer. So it's important to understand the benefits of upselling and cross-selling to the customer. If we upsell and cross-sell effectively, that can actually save customers time, money, and hassles. If we can help them combine their purchasing decisions, if we can help them buy the right things quicker, it can save them a lot. If we make sure they buy the right product, if we make sure they buy enough products, we can also make sure they have a better customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a copier story that I heard one time about a salesperson who sold a copier to a company, and when he checked up on them later, he found out they weren't happy. Turns out that they did some work for an NFL football team, and one day a week they had a massive copying volume, and the machine wasn't designed for that.
Right.
And so when he found that out, he was able to get it in the right machine, but if he'd asked the right question in the first place, he would have avoided that problem.
Right, right.
And make sure they have the right product, the right service, the right combination of products can get you higher customer satisfaction ratings.
Well, see, you said something just now that's critical, and this is something I've been trying to remind people about all year long. Folks, business really isn't that hard. It's not that complicated.
No.
If you just ask the customer
what they want.
The days of being able to go out and talk to, and sell somebody what you have are over.
Absolutely.
You can only sell them what they want, what they're interested in, because they don't need you anymore. You know, Don, that's the thing. One of the things I've been saying lately is customers are now in complete control of the transaction.
Yes,
they've
are.
Always been in control of the decision to buy. You and I used to be their internet because we took them the information that they couldn't get from anywhere else.
Right.
Now they got the internet. They don't need that. And the other thing that they didn't have that they now have is knowledge about other people's experiences with us.
Yes.
Now they can go read about people's experience, customers' experience with us. So they now have all the information. They're in total control. All we can do is try to figure out a way to make them love us, right?
Yeah, they're in control before, during, and after the transaction. I do a presentation called The Future of Selling, How to Be a Sales Leader in the 21st Century. And one of the points that I make is that the customer is now more in control than ever before. They have more power than ever before. If a customer's not happy, they can tell more people faster.
Right.
Than ever before. Have you seen the United Breaks Guitars video?
Oh, yes.
On YouTube?
Oh, yes.
3 million people saw that within a week of it going up.
Yeah.
So if a customer isn't happy with you, they can tell millions.
That's the user-generated content, folks. UGC. That's the new kid on the block. That's the third element that gives customers total control. The buying decision, the information about what you sell, and the experience of others, those three things puts the customer totally in control. And what I tell people, Don, is just get over it. It's already done.
Yeah.
It's a fait accompli.
You have to embrace it. How can you use that technology to improve your service, to improve your products, to improve your customer experiences?
Well, now the good news is that when you find somebody who's complained, maybe without the user-generated content, you wouldn't have known about it.
Precisely.
Now you can find out about it and fix it.
So now you want to embrace it and realize that you cannot sell people stuff they don't really need.
Right.
It's important to sell them precisely what they need, and it's more important than ever to find out what they need beforehand.
What are some ways to find that out, Don?
You said it, asking questions.
Just ask questions and...
Most people don't ask anywhere near enough questions.
Mm-hmm.
They ask one or two, and they launch into their pitch.
How many times have you walked into a business needing something, and you weren't playing coy, but you just sort of needed some help, and the people in the business, maybe they said, can I help you? But nobody actually tried to really find out what you needed, and you just walked out.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
I do mystery shopping for a number of companies, and... I will experience that constantly where I'll walk
in
somewhere.
And you walk out with a pot full of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I've walked in planning on spending maybe hundreds of dollars on something. And maybe this company had what I needed, but they didn't find out what I was interested in. I just walked out.
Right. So that's the first key, is to ask enough questions. It's not just what do you need or what are you looking for, but how do you intend to use this? Where do you intend to use it? How many people will be using it? What kind of experience do you have with these things before? What's important to you in this?
Right.
And a whole bunch of others. When I do training for companies, when I train sales teams, I will typically give them a list of questions. And that list could be anywhere from 20 to 40 different questions.
Right. Don's going to talk to us about how to increase the size of the sale when a customer says they want to buy. How do you get that to go up a little bit? We'll get Don to help us with that right after these messages. Tintail, Don Cooper is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Don Cooper is our guest. He is the sales heretic. And Don, tell us how we can find you and how we can find all the things that you do.
My website is www.doncooper.com.
Doncooper.com. And, you know, I tell people I'm the social media heretic.
Do you?
You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Yeah.
And that's what you are. That's what you are, right? You're the sales guy who you're a true believer in sales, but you don't like the status quo.
Right. I question the conventional wisdom.
Mixing things up. You're sticking your finger in the eye of conventional wisdom, and that's what we like about you. Talk to us about how to. And by the way, folks, if you need someone to help you with your sales organization, with training, with learning about these kinds of things, Don, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yep, that's exactly it.
So, folks, go to doncooper.com and you find out more about what Don does and his availability. Don, when you got somebody who says, I'll take it, how do we upsell them? How do we increase the sale?
Well, if you've asked enough of the right questions, you've got an idea of what they want and what they need. So the next step is to make certain that when they say that I'll take it, they're taking the right thing. So it's important to first of all be aware of what their needs are. And second, it's important to justify that to yourself. because too many salespeople don't want to upsell. Once the customer said yes, that they're big sigh of relief.
Right.
They're done.
Made a sale. I'm getting out of here.
Right. But what the customer might be asking for is not necessarily the best thing for them. So you want to ask yourself, why should this customer buy a more expensive product or service? Or why should they buy a larger quantity of this product or service that they're buying?
Right.
Why is it in their best interest? We justify it to ourselves first. Because you should never, ever try to sell something to somebody that you don't believe is in their best interest.
Right. There's another thing here. There's another thing here, Don. Of course, I was always taught, and you were too, that once someone says, I'll take it, shut up and write up the order.
Yeah.
But that's not the stage we're talking about here.
No.
We're talking about a stage prior to this where the customer is obviously, you think, is obviously going to buy from you. They haven't said, I'll take it. They're just, but they are deciding which one. Make sure that you get them the right product and the right amount of the product.
Yes.
Because once they say you've seen that they've made up their mind, you need to go ahead and write that order up. Because you can talk yourself out of things.
Oh, absolutely.
You can talk yourself out of a sale. I've done that myself.
I know
got to know when to shut up. But this is, we're talking about making sure in the process of closing that you get them to the right product and the right amount of the product, right?
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of reasons why someone should buy a more expensive product. You know, it's better quality or lasts longer or it's got features that they are going to need benefit from. All kinds of reasons, but again, those reasons stem from your understanding of what their wants, needs, concerns, and fears are.
You know, Don, when I was with Sears, lo those many decades ago, they taught us a little thing that made Sears successful for a long time, and they called it selling up by selling down.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked into the tire store back in the late 60s or 70s, and you wanted a set of tires, and you were looking for some $15 tires, the first thing the salesperson would take you to were the $40 radials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might not could afford the radials, but he'd make you want them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great book by Robert Cialdini called Influence, Psychology of Persuasion.
Yeah.
And one of the things he talks about is the importance of context.
Right.
Because a price will seem higher or lower depending on what it's compared with.
Right.
So if you show somebody the most expensive option you've got, they'll fall in love with it. And you're right, they may not be able to afford it, but the next one down...
They want it. The next one down looks pretty good. But the thing is,
and
though...
It seems cheaper by comparison. If you show them the cheapest thing
exactly.
first, everything
yeah.
you show them after seems more and more expensive.
You might not sell them the $40 radios, but you might get them up from the $15 Maypops. But the other thing is, that's one of the best ways to get value into the conversation, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Because price is never the only issue, and it's rarely the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where customers often start because they don't know any better.
That's what's in their pocket.
Yeah, and it's our job as salespeople to let them know what is important to them besides price. Very often, our buyers come to us not really having an understanding
mm-hmm.
of what our product or service is or
mm-hmm.
does, and they don't appreciate the value of a more expensive version.
Well, and there's a difference between what they think they can afford and what they need cost them.
Precisely.
That's two different things. Hey, Don, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's doncooper.com. My blog is there. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. I'm easy to find.
At Don Cooper on Twitter, right?
It's twitter.com/Don Cooper.
Yeah,
yep.
Thanks, Don, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.